Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again from the Black Diamond Group Mothership in the middle of the mitten, nutrient field, pure Michigan baby, born in the D, Berkeley High, class 83. Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle is my co-host, 20 days a week now.
Sometimes 21.
Sometimes 21.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What a fantastic weekend this is going to be.
It's already been.
I know, and today's even going to be better.
Great show. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking cannabis from start to finish.
Right on.
Everything cannabis. With Hash Bash right around the corner.
Oh, that's right. That's in a couple weeks.
420 right around the corner. This is an all-out cannabis show.
Who's going to be on the show?
My cousin, former law partner, Robert J. Pizzialli.
Pizdog.
Pizdog's coming on the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about, you know, we're in the state of Michigan.
Right.
Although we podcast on.
Podbean, SoundCloud, and iTunes.
Google Play, Radio FM.
You download that podcast.com app on the phone, and you sign up for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, and you can hear us everywhere.
Yeah, so be sure to subscribe.
Yes.
And we're heard this morning on 98.5 WUPS.
And Rock 105 and Rock 95.5. We just rock.
That's Trevor right. City we just rock. Morgan. Smitty.
And Cartman.
Cartman and Smitty. Cartman, Smitty. We love him. Yeah, hey, how you doing? But since we're located in the state of Michigan, we're going to be talking about what other things may prevent an applicant from getting approved for a license.
Okay.
I mean, with the Michigan Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act.
Right.
Everybody was in a position to apply this past December 15th. We're now into the end of March, and there's individuals now calling me who are still seeking to apply.
Right.
I believe there's a cutoff date, though. Matt Abel is on the show.
Yep.
Yeah, I think there's a cutoff date. You can't just apply anytime you want.
Right. I think it was sometime in April, I thought.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
Right. And probably Pizdog might know, too.
But here's the other thing.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about, amongst other things, Metro Detroit. The suburbs of Detroit have not opted in.
Really?
That's the city of Detroit and, I believe, Hazel Park. But what about all the suburbs?
That's crazy.
So it's really upsetting because the people have spoken. The elected officials work for the people,
mm-hmm.
and yet the minority is still preventing the majority from having their voice heard.
And that's crazy.
And it's upsetting. Those people need to be voted out of office. I'm not being specific. Pizdog will talk more about that coming up in the next segment.
But it's weird that in that big area that around the suburbs of Detroit, I mean, there's a lot of people in that area that those people can't get the help that they need.
Yeah. 40-plus dispensaries were shut down a couple weeks ago throughout the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
40-plus because they were not operating within the regulations and laws of the state of Michigan. And some of those, because they were still operating, will be prevented from applying for applications to operate legally, and there's more coming.
That's too bad.
It is too bad because people are able to get their medicine, have been, but there's the caregivers are here to stay. So I'm happy about that. I get that all the time. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
And it's also strange because here's the other part. There are some communities that have already become very progressive. Mount Pleasant, Traverse City, Bay City. They're already getting ready to opt in.
Kalkaska.
And they're taking care of it. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Kudos.
Around Detroit,
yeah.
Not, but those places have.
Kudos to the southwestern part of the state, the middle of the state, Lansing,
mm-hmm.
all the way to the north, Metro Detroit. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Hey, so I have a question for you. When I came into your office earlier this week, I saw an In Touch magazine, and I thought that has to be one of the strangest things I've ever seen. Why in the world do you have an In Touch magazine?
Because
if you're not familiar with In Touch magazine, it's one of those rags you get at the grocery store. Why do you have an In Touch magazine?
It goes along with a complaint I have.
Okay.
It's another grocery store complaint.
Sounds right.
It's not even a complaint. I'm in line at the grocery store.
Okay.
Well, we go to the grocery store. We're in line.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, they were short cashiers.
That always
happens. So I'm three back. So I'm reading the newspaper rack. We had People Magazine. We have In Touch. This actress is leaving that actor. This person's having an alien baby. You know, those great magazines that we grew up on. I'm reading it. The lady in front of me, because I was next. There was a lady already in front of me.
Okay.
And she was putting all her groceries on the belt.
Okay.
She still had more in her cart. So I couldn't move up to put my groceries on.
You were stuck.
So there was probably a good 5 to 7, probably about 5-6 feet between where I was, where the racks were, and where this lady was with her groceries. Now, there were three ladies behind me. The lady behind me was, because I didn't move up, was giving me the dirtiest looks I've ever seen. Like, she so wanted me to move up, and I'm thinking, I don't have to move anywhere. It doesn't do any good. Now, on the same note, I get it. I need progress. If I'm in line somewhere and the line is moving, I want the person in front of me to move up, even though I'm not going anywhere. I need the feeling of progress. Do you agree?
I totally get it.
I'm at the grocery store. She's giving me a look. I wasn't budging, but something in me felt I better buy a magazine because I'm sitting here reading magazines. And I wanted to say something to her, but I didn't. Eventually, I bought the magazine because I felt like, you know, I didn't move up. I didn't move up. But then when the lady in front of me, all her groceries were there, and she put that, what is that?
The divider.
She put it down, probably only enough room for like a pencil. So now the lady's looking at me, okay, the lady put the divider on, you're going to put your groceries on the cart. And on the divider. Anyway, that's why there's an In Touch magazine, because I didn't move up in line. And I felt I better buy it just to buy it. So there you go.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah.
Hey, but, you know. Robert J. Pizzialli is going to be joining us in the next segment.
Okay.
So we're going to be, Rob's going to be calling into the studio here shortly, and we'll be joining us.
You know,
Attorney at law.
That's right.
Former cousin and law partner.
I was going to say, he's former law partner. Cousin. He's your cousin.
He's my cousin.
He's going to be your cousin forever.
Yeah, Anthony, AZ, Zerilli, Pizzialli, G-Money.
Now, can I ask you a question? I know this is the Todd Elevate Law Show.
Sure.
And I'm just your co-host and producer.
You're more than that.
Okay. Yeah. Can I have a complaint?
Sure.
Okay. I have a complaint. You know, we've talked in the past about self-driving cars on this show?
Yes.
And how they're problems. First place, did you hear the story about the self-driving car in Arizona?
Yes.
Ran into a lady and killed her.
Yes.
That Uber was using.
Uber.
So here's my complaint.
I want to hear it.
I was driving on the interstate highway in Illinois last weekend.
Not Illinois, Illinois.
Illinois.
Yes.
And I started thinking about this because as I got behind a car that was going 62 in the 70, and there's two cars behind me wanting to pass, but then there's people in the other lane going 67 on a 70, and they're all getting mad, and they're honking their horns, and they want to get past, and I want to get past them too. I started thinking about it. If there were self-driving cars, and everyone had a self self-driving car. You know what? We wouldn't have any of that stuff because all the cars could be set at a right speed and be regulated. And we wouldn't
can't
have any
do
problem.
It. Can't do it. Because there's some of us who need have the need for speed.
I understand that.
Okay? I have the need for speed. I need to churn it and burn it and turn it, just like Top Gun. You know, I'm just saying, Goose.
I know.
Tom Cruise, the need for speed.
I know.
I can't forget the self-driving cars. When it comes to the point in time where there's self-driving cars, I'm getting a pilot's license and I'm flying somewhere because I'm not getting behind some lazy self-driving car that is set at the speed. Now, I'm not saying I speed, but come on.
But shouldn't all the self-driving cars be set at the same speed?
No.
They should be set at whatever the speed limit is, maybe a couple miles over.
I'm not answering that question because you want to know something? I was already upset enough about having to buy the In Touch magazine. I'm not happy about windmills. I'm not happy about all kinds of things.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Again.
Who's on the cover of the In Touch magazine?
Well, what do you think's on the cover of the In Touch magazine?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
She has blonde hair, doesn't she? That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh my God, there's Madonna on the In Touch magazine, isn't it?
Listen, we're a law show. We're not Entertainment Tonight or Inside Edition, okay?
That's right.
We have Robert J. Pizzielli, who's going to be calling in for the show. We're going to be talking about everything cannabis right here on the Title Level Law Show. By the way, look at that head of hair.
I know. You got your hair cut.
Yep.
Crazy.
Jennifer Henry.
Who's that?
She works at Grodin's in Mount Pleasant.
Oh, okay.
She chopped off the locks because my hair was down to my shoulders.
It was getting pretty long.
My cousin AZ's getting married.
Oh.
I had to cut it off.
Going to a wedding?
I'm in a wedding.
Wow.
He's my cousin.
Okay, I guess so.
Everybody else gets a five-year IOU. Know, you stay married for 5 years, I'll get you a present. Hey, we have someone in the studio with us today.
Hi, Jen.
How you doing?
She's doing the recording.
The show may be on YouTube.
That's right. If it is, hi, Jen.
It's a test run. And hello to Jackie Starr, by the way.
Hi, Jackie.
How you doing, Jackie?
Yeah. Piz Dog is going to be on next.
Oh, and by the way, we opened the show with one of my favorite groups.
Of all time.
Steelheart.
Yeah, you love them.
Yeah. Angel Eyes.
Into the Great Wide Open.
Angel Eyes.
It's not called Angel Eyes.
Okay, that group Steelheart did most of the voiceover for the movie Rockstar.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Some
great
trivia.
Great movie.
Hey, we have to go to break.
We do.
When we come back.
Piz Dog's in the house.
Everything cannabis. Cannabis.
And more cannabis.
After a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting hundreds of thousands of watts strong on Black Diamond Group stations all across the state of Michigan, podcasting on podbean.com. That's P-O-D-Bean. People always say, what are you saying?
B-E-A-N.
B-E-A-N.com.
SoundCloud, Google Play.
Google Play, iTunes.
Yep, the podcast app on your phone.
Podcast app, download it and type in my name and subscribe to the show.
You can also listen on 98.5 UPS and Rock 105 and Rock 95.5. Between the three stations, combined 172,000 watts of power all across.
That's a lot of power.
It is.
All across the Straits of Mackinac, Mackinac, to the great state of Superior.
All the way down at least to St. John's.
Yeah. Hey, we have a special guest on the line.
We do.
Robert J. Pizzielli, attorney at law, my cousin, former law partner, Piz Dog. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. It's always an honor to be on the show with you two gentlemen. On a Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
you can tell you guys are related. I'm just going to say.
He sounded like one of those big truck commercials like we did last week. That's right. It's Robert J. Pizzielli on the show.
Before we get started, Rob, I got to ask you a question. How'd you get the name Piz Dog? I've got to know this. I've been asking, been wondering this for months.
That's just a term of endearment that Todd gave me. So it just stuck.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Yep. He calls me T-O-double-D.
Well, that makes sense. Right.
Yeah, or double D. Yeah.
Double D.
D square.
Double D.
Double D.
Yeah, but Piz Dog, A-Z, G-Money, we're a family. We're a family. That's all I can say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but hey, and in fact, Piz Dog and I are so close that we went to undergrad together.
Right.
Joined the fraternity together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
You following me?
Uh-huh.
Went to law school together.
I see where this is going.
I was the best man in his wedding. We went to the Super Bowl together.
Wow.
We were law partners. We still are associated as attorneys. We're not only blood related, but we're best friends.
And professional, too.
Well, of course.
All right.
So, Rob is actually downstate in Metro Detroit.
Right.
And he's got a unique background. We're going to talk about cannabis here because that's one of his, together, we've consulted together.
Right.
What else do you do, Piz? What other type of law have you practiced?
Well, we've practiced criminal law, civil law, doing personal injury. I've represented insurance companies, so I've been on both sides of that fence, representing clients who are injured and looking to get a recovery for their injuries from an insurance company, and also defending the insurance company against individuals who were seeking some damages from the insurance company. So, you know, and a lot of business transactions and real estate closing. So a pretty wide gamut of
A smorgasbord, there, if you will. You do it all.
Yeah.
Well, he's done also franchise agreements. He's represented franchise.
Okay.
Like companies that are franchising.
Sure.
He's done quite a bit. So.
Wow.
But one of his areas of expertise is cannabis.
Right.
Together, we crossed the state last year advocating together for municipalities to opt in. And one of the things we brought up in the first segment, Piz Dog, was that Metro Detroit, like what's up with Metro Detroit and holding off?
Metro Detroit is holding off, or at least a lot of the suburbs around the city of Detroit. It can't give you any specific reason why, except that the politicians are not listening to their constituents. And that's the only explanation that I can give you that makes any sense to me, because the residents of the state of Michigan have spoken, and they want medical marijuana, and shortly they will be voting on whether or not they want recreational marijuana, and the politicians are not listening.
As I've said, the minority is controlling the majority, and it's happened way too long. As you said, the people have spoken. We had Matt Abel on the show, attorney Matt Abel, a couple weeks ago. We were talking about this, but it just blows my mind that the rest of the state, Lansing, Southwestern, Central, Northern, Upper Peninsula, and yet the majority of the populace is outside Metro Detroit. The city opted in, correct, Piz Dog?
They are currently working out an ordinance, but it looks like they're going to opt in.
What about, I think I mentioned Hazel Park, and you were talking with me about Hazel Park. How about Hazel Park?
Right. Hazel Park opted in. River Rouge opted in. But when you look at a map that defines which cities and townships in that area have opted in, more have opted out than opted in.
Well, here's a question, Rob. Do you think that there's going to end up being enough communities to serve the general populace if only sporadic ones here and there and maybe the city end up opting in?
Yeah, I think this. Yeah, I think the populace is going to be underserved, correct. There's just not going to be enough, or they're going to have to go into areas that they may not want to have to go to get their medicine.
Here's my thought, Piz Dog. Here's my thought. We know that municipalities and other areas of the state have opted in, have granted licensing to both Class A, B, and C licenses. There's going to be, right, it seems, more grow than brick-and-mortar dispensaries or provisioning centers that are going to supply the public with the grow. So there's just an overabundance, which I'm happy about, of grow licenses out there, but we need more brick-and-mortars, and Metro Detroit needs to move along here, these politicians and elected officials.
Completely agree with you, Todd.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. There's just not enough avenue for people to get their medicine. I mean, you look on every corner, there seems to be a pharmacy, whether it's
liquor store,
but there's not going to be enough dispensaries to dispense this type of medicine.
Well, here's one thing I think that some people don't realize about. Why are there four liquor stores on every corner in places like Detroit and stuff like that? Because there's money to be made and there's going to be people using it. And I think some of these municipalities are very short-sighted, not realizing, hey, there's a lot of money that can be made for your community. Now, my question to you is, so let's say, pick a city that you know of that has opted out. Name one.
That opted out.
That said, we're not going to do it.
Detroit.
Okay,
Detroit opted out.
Okay.
Midland, Michigan.
Okay, Midland, Michigan.
Well, we're talking about Metro Detroit. We're
talking about Metro Detroit. So let's say a couple of cities around Troy opt in, and they are bringing in the cash. Because this is going to be huge for city coffers and for the state, taxes and things like that. Would Troy have the opportunity to opt back in at any time, or do they have to wait a specific time, or are they just done once and out?
No, they would be able to amend their ordinance to opt back in.
Okay.
It's just so whatever, but whatever time frame it would take for them to draft an ordinance that they felt was appropriate for their community. So it depends on how quickly they can get that done. But if they decided tomorrow that they wanted to opt in, they could do that and get that ball rolling.
Has Farmington Hills, my old stomping ground, or Berkeley, where I went to high school, where are they headed? Have you heard any?
Yeah, they're in neutral.
Now, what's the cause of this? Was the county executive? Was it the Sheriff's Association? Which, again, we're not knocking law enforcement here. We are a huge supporter of all the men and women in all forms of law enforcement, including the vets. We don't have to say that. But what is it? I don't get it. What is it? What happened? We're up here, so that's why I'm asking you down there.
Todd, I wish if I could answer that question, then I could get all these people looking for these dispensary licenses.
Think of all the landlord. I know. Think of all the landlords that have empty space, of all the strip malls and big malls and box stores that have gone out of business in the suburbs. How about all the individuals who could have jobs and employment, not to mention all the taxes and patients getting their medicines? There's so many positive attributes for municipalities to opt in. It just blows my mind as a former resident born and raised in Oakland County. Well, born in Detroit, moved across 8 Mile. And then lived in Oakland County most of my life until I moved up here to beautiful mid-Michigan, back in the middle of Minton, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show with my co-host Craig Russell.
That's right.
And we're joined by attorney Robert J. Pizzielli, attorney at law. He's been an attorney as long as I have. And we're cousins, close, best friends. And we're talking everything cannabis here on the show.
Hey, when you're in court, Rob, does anybody come up to you and say, "Hey, Piz Dog, what's up?"
Probably. Only when I'm in court with Todd.
Okay, that's what I thought. You know what I think? Before we take a break, I think that some of these big, especially Farmington Hills, places like that, they're all neutral. They're just waiting to see what's going to happen with the other places around them. That's what I think. I think they're gonna see the money coming in, because we all know nothing is done for free in this world. It's all about the money. They're going to see the money that these other communities coming in. They're going to want their share.
Well, here I have an answer for the suburbs.
Okay.
In coming weeks, David Link, L-I-N-K, look him up. David Link, major advocate across the country, based out of Colorado, is going to be appearing on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to give us a rundown of how Denver, Colorado has benefited from the tax money and the revenue.
I'm sure the whole state of Colorado.
The whole state of Colorado.
I'm sure they went through the same thing.
When Pizdog and I crossed the state this past summer, there was one thing we heard over and over from the naysayers. And we'll get to that when we come back from break.
That's right.
How's that for a segue?
That was perfect.
Take us out, Craig Russell.
Levitt Law Show. I'm attorney Robert J. Fizialli, attorney at law, here with Todd Levitt and Craig Russell.
Better known as Pizdog.
Pizdog.
In the house.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah, hey, and if you're just tuning in,
let's get rid of Todd and have you on the show.
Not a problem. I'm ready to go on hiatus. Not a problem.
So before the break, we were talking about why you think some of these municipalities, and Colorado, we were talking about the problems that some of the suburbs of Detroit are encountering and why they're not opting
in. The issue is when Robert and I traveled across the state and across to the great state of Superior over the bridge, and we were advocating for municipalities to opt in, the other side, the naysayers, always brought up one factor. Now, let's see if Pizdog can read my mind. What is that, Pizzy? You were with me, so what is it?
They always said it was the element that they thought marijuana was associated with. They didn't want that element the criminal element associated with.
We don't want it. Then they would say, we don't want that in our community. And our answer was, what are you talking about? What do you think is in your community right now?
Yeah.
It's in your community right now.
You're just not looking.
That's what we always heard. We don't want it here. And look at the mess Denver and Colorado got itself into, Rob. So how would you answer that?
Well, Colorado, they started out from going to no marijuana to recreational marijuana. So they didn't have some of the precautionary measures that the state of Michigan has employed through the statutes here. And I think that Michigan is doing it in a more appropriate way by phasing it in. And by regulating it to a point where it will be similar to liquor. Even though it's under a different house or umbrella, it'll be regulated similar to the way the state regulates liquor.
And on top of that, it also, starting it off medicinally, has kind of got them, You know, it's kind of like, you know, like a baseball player starts in the minor leagues. You just don't jump right into the major leagues right out of high school. You start, you go through the minor leagues, you play a couple of years, and then you move yourself up. Medicinal marijuana has kind of set the state up for recreation.
Michigan has done it the way it should be done.
Right.
Started off with the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act in 2008, worked out all the kinks. Trust me, as lawyers, Pizdog and I mean, we filed so many motions. We have fought the good fight on behalf of the people of the state of Michigan. Then came the Michigan Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act, all the regulations. Everything has been done right. But what's been done wrong are the politicians who have not opted in. There are so many men and women out there who are going to be looking for jobs, opportunities, and they're being held back by the minority of people who hold these offices. And Rob, the problem is, when it comes time to vote, the same people vote. This is true. Rob and I have worked on campaigns. I've worked on dozens of campaigns over the years, all across Metro Detroit. The same people vote all the time.
Sure.
It's the people who have never voted or just don't vote who have a voice that need to have their voice heard. It's a broken record. The same people. These elected officials, if they're not following the will of their constituents, then they shouldn't be in office. Plain and simple.
Well, the voices that they tend to listen to are the loudest, and the loudest tend to be the minority who complain against what the majority want. But for some reason, they always have the loudest voice, and, you know, like you say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, so there you go. That's where the politicians are.
And I'm sure now we were talking earlier, Rob, about Hash Bash is coming up and other events. And I'm sure that they do a lot of registering to vote and getting people. And I would like to believe some politicians will probably be at those events to try and get more support and get people who might not realize, hey, you know what? You do need to vote. And there are politicians and there are candidates who are going to be running for office coming up in November, who are going to support the things that you find important and you need to do something about it. That's the best way to make this work.
You know, I'll tell
Absolutely.
You, yeah, we have a number of emails here, Rob, and one of the emails is from a listener across the bridge, and this is a lady who, she's part of a group, and they would like to obtain a license through the state of Michigan, and her question was, what are some of the things that would prevent someone from an applicant from getting approved for a license. So I answered her question. And one of the things is if the individual or applicant has filed or had filed a proceeding for bankruptcy within the past 7 years. So if you filed for bankruptcy, apparently you shouldn't have an application or be part of a cannabis business. Again, I don't agree with that. I understand why they're getting at that, but there's a lot of reasons why people have to file bankruptcy, right, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. That's you know, something that is available to the, you know, people of the United States. It's a legal process that is, you know, many people have taken advantage of it in a good way, because it gives them a fresh start. So to be, you know, penalized for having to utilize that process.
Now the state, Now the state says that this may prevent you. It doesn't say it shall. Okay, these are play on words. It says it may prevent you. And the state is going to look at if you have any criminal histories, anything that was expunged, did you ever forfeit any bond, felonies, misdemeanors, regardless whether it has been expunged, pardoned, reversed on appeal, or otherwise. Again, 5 years for misdemeanors, 10 years for felonies. But again, the board has broad discretion. It will still, it may potentially prevent an applicant from getting approved for a license, which I got to tell you something. People make mistakes. People make poor choices. If you go to every member of the board and or their family members, I'd like to know if they ever made a poor choice. Did they have a family member, somebody they knew, a relative who made a poor choice? I mean, nobody should judge anybody. And the fact that there's men and women out there because they made a mistake once in their life, they should be prevented from obtaining approval for a license. It's the same thing with a CPL. It's the same thing. I can go across the board for half a dozen other areas of law where people are held back because they made a poor choice once in their life. It's just ridiculous.
Well, one of the other barriers, Todd, to getting one of these licenses is a monetary barrier. The state has imposed some pretty high
financial requirements in order for people to get these licenses.
Well, I have a question, and Rob, maybe you can help with this because I know
that's
a good point. Yeah, it is a good point, and
that's with everything in life.
And we also have a question that actually runs right into that. But I was going to ask you one first. Todd has made mention of the things that could hold you back from getting a medical marijuana license. What would those same things hold you back from getting, say, getting a liquor license? Say you wanted to open up a liquor store. Is that would having a bankruptcy or having a misdemeanor, would that cause you to not be able to get a liquor license as well? Considering we're kind of comparing the two entities, marijuana and liquor, kind of being regulated the same way.
I think they can be an impediment for you to get a liquor license. However, because the state has been doing that longer, their analysis of that or evaluation of that, I think, is not as stringent as it may be with the medical marijuana. And I think they're just trying to set a tone with the medical marijuana and maybe enforcing that a little bit more strictly.
So maybe someday they'll ease up on some of those requirements after they do it for a while and they see that it isn't going to kill people and stuff like that. But hey, speaking of emails, we had an email question. This is from my man, Eddie. Eddie is from Alpena, and he wanted to know, I plan on seeking multiple licenses from Lara. Do I have to pay the $6,000 application fee for each license?
Can we take a shot at that?
Go ahead.
Piz Dog, you want to take a shot at that, or do you want me to do it?
I can take a shot at that.
Go ahead.
My shot is, yes, you have to pay your license.
I agree with you. We're not reading anything, and I didn't offhand know the answer to this, but I'm saying, yes, you have to pay a fee for each applicant. And again, that's attorney Robert J. Pizzielli on the line here with us on the show.
That's right. Who's your cousin?
He's my cousin.
And he's Piz Dog.
He is Piz Dog.
So you do have to pay. So say you want to get three licenses, you got to pay $6,000 each time.
Correct.
Okay. That's good to know. Hopefully that answers your question, Eddie. In Alpena, because, you know, what about, have you heard about Alpena? Is Alpena opting in or out, Todd? Do you know anything?
Not sure. No. I'm going to say no. Alpena has not opted in.
Okay.
But again, if it's not opting out, they don't have to opt in. Okay. So they don't, if they don't adopt an ordinance that complies with the state statute allowing for different types of licenses under the act, they're not opting in. They're just staying neutral.
Right.
So they don't have to add anything to their bylaws or draft any document. They're just not opting in.
But there are communities that are saying specifically no.
They're staying no. But guess what, folks? Make sure you pay attention to when, you know, those members of your community who are saying no are up for election.
Mm-hmm.
Run for office yourself. Get a coalition together, folks. It's not that difficult. Go down to the county, wherever the county seat is, to the county clerk's office, find out what you have to do to get your name on the ballot, enough signatures, be a resident for a certain period of time, right jurisdiction, run for office, get a group. When Rob and I used to campaign in Metro Detroit, we campaigned for blocks of judges who were incumbents. And attorney Bill Cataldo, who's now a prosecutor in Macomb County, he was my mentor. Bill Cataldo, great man, works for my friend Eric Smith, the Macomb County prosecutor. Shameless plug there. I went to CMU with Eric Smith, went to DCL with Eric Smith, so did Rob. But my point is, run as a block, run as a group. There's strength in numbers. Put these people out of office. It's time for your voices to be heard.
This message approved by Todd Levitt.
I'm just, and by the way, my opinions are not those of the station, the owners, the sponsors. This is strictly my opinion, and I feel I speak on behalf of the people for the people, Piz Dog.
Absolutely, Todd. You do a nice job at speaking for the people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, because maybe someone just switched the dial and said, who are these guys?
Why are they yelling in their full
heads?
Yeah,
Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle. When are you on, Craig?
I'm on 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 9 to 2, and then Sunday 8 to 9. I'm on 12, 14 days a week.
Yeah, Midday Mama's on. We got Steve-O. Mm-hmm.
Smitty and Cartman. And Trudy. Yeah, you know it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I'm always tuned in on the app, so I always have a Black Diamond Group Station app on my phone.
Smart man.
I wake up with you every morning.
Good man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
And by the way, you were singing the other day.
Yes, I was.
Without me.
I always sing.
And here's another. I have a complaint, Piz Dog.
Oh, my God. We got to take a break before you get to your complaint.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I have a complaint about something.
I want to hear the complaint.
You're going to hear the complaint.
It goes back to last Wednesday morning.
You're going
to
hear the complaint, but we got to take a break on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting once again in the middle of the mitten, pure Michigan baby, talking with my cousin, best friend, attorney, Robert J. Pizziali, otherwise known as Piz Dog.
Piz Dog in the house.
Piz Dog in the house. By the way,
where were we coming back with? Steelhead? Steelheart?
Steelheart.
Steel hand?
Angel eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You are angel eyes. Okay, I think the singer Mike, I can't say his last name.
Okay.
Something Shanko.
Okay.
He has one of the best voices from the 80s as far as the hair bands. Way underrated. He was the soundtrack for, did most of it for Rockstar.
The movie
with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Marky Mark and Jennifer Aniston.
You want to hear my complaint,
yeah,
Rob?
What's your complaint?
I do want to hear the complaint.
Okay,
I've been hearing about this complaint. Let's get it
last Thursday, last Wednesday morning, I'm on the way to court. I was driving to court.
Okay.
And I the first thing I did is turn on my radio in my truck. And I'm always tuned in to 98.5 UPS. When I'm north, it's Rock 105.
Right.
Or The Bear, one of the other stations,
sure.
Sister stations. And for whatever reason, Craig Russell, the Morning Hustle show, was on.
Mm-hmm. For whatever reason? That's because that's my job.
For a good reason.
there's a good reason it's on.
No, I actually, for the whatever reason, I was already thinking ahead.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason, Boy George came on.
Oh,
it was the first song I heard of the day.
Yeah.
Do you really want to hurt me? But first, it was the beginning. Da-da-da. I can't believe we're singing Boy George.
Yeah, okay.
That song stuck in my head all day. I tried putting on Metallica.
Yeah.
I was playing The Doors after that.
Didn't work.
Pink Floyd, Bob Marley. I could not get Boy George out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Craig Russell with the Morning Hustle last Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, Craig, that's my complaint.
You couldn't get that earworm out of your ear?
No, next time I get ready to turn on the dial, I'm going to text you.
Okay.
Look, I love the music on 98.5,
mm-hmm.
but
you know,
right, it started off my day with Boy George.
You should have gotten the car 5 minutes earlier. You could have heard AC/DC. You never know.
You know what? You should have texted me.
Well, I'm sorry I did not text you. I didn't know what your schedule was on Wednesday.
By the
Maybe you have your people call my people and we'll get this all squared away. How about that?
By the way, I came across a blog, a website.
All right.
And it's called, and this is for moms out there, stay-at-home moms, working moms, fathers.
You a stay-at-home mom, Rob?
No.
No, okay.
No stay-at-home mom.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Check out, ready for this?
All right.
MommyGoneHealthy.com.
MommyGoneHealthy.com.
Yeah, it's actually a friend of mine.
Okay.
And his wife. It's her site.
All right.
Ryan Battisil.
Okay.
CMU student alumnus. Ryan's a great guy. Ryan's wife, Amber, launched Mommy Gone Healthy. It's amazing. It features recipes, giveaways, reviews, helpful tips on parenting and life. It's Mommy Gone Healthy. It has travel information.
Okay.
She's a blogger.
All right.
But she travels the world, and she has so much knowledge. And it's really, if you're a grandmother, a mother, you're a stay-at-home mom, or just anybody, check it out.
If you want to be a mommy and you want to be healthy.
Yeah, but it's more than that.
Right,
I mean, it's travel. Yeah. It's just great tips on parenting.
Parenting.
Can't say that.
Yeah, I know.
It's the Boy George in my head.
Yeah.
So MommyGoneHealthy.com.
Really
do me a favor. Check
me.
It out, will you, Craig?
I will do that.
Yep.
I will.
Cannabis.
Todd, if I may, I just need to address your complaint and say that's a valid complaint.
Thank you, my cousin and best friend.
Wait a minute. This is two against one. This is not very fair. Not fair at all. Again, I go back to, if you would text me and said, "Hey, man, I'm getting ready to get in the car," I could have played Lola for you. You know, I mean, if you'd have been more on the ball, you need to get your people together and talk to my people, and we'll figure all this stuff out.
Getting back though, Rob, to one of the emails we received earlier, what things may prevent an applicant from getting approved for a cannabis license in Michigan? What, and one of the elements is, has the applicant have a history of non-compliance with any regulatory requirement in the state or any other jurisdiction? And I can understand that. I mean, if the state of Michigan gave you a license at one time and you're supposed to follow certain procedures and guidelines, there's no reason you shouldn't have.
Exactly.
So if you violated that, then I understand that may prevent you. When there's,
well, let me ask you this, Todd. Does that
depending upon what it is.
If you left the license lapse, you know,
no.
You just let your license lapse.
I think if you're in violation, let's say, you know, there. I mean, LARA, which is the Department of License and Regulatory Affairs for the state of Michigan, where we're based, oversees, geez, Piz, I mean, how many different licenses do they oversee? Not attorneys. We're licensed through the State Bar of Michigan.
But way more than just medical marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
They do all kinds of licenses.
Correct.
Oh. Exactly.
Right.
You know, what if you're a hairdresser? And I mean, you know, when you stabbed with your scissors, you got mad. What if you're doing someone's hair and a hairdresser's doing it and they get mad at their husband and they just stab somebody by accident? But there's,
well, then she'd be calling Todd L. Levitt.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, I know that's a little extreme.
989-772-6000. Todd Levitt.
And by the way, as a criminal defense attorney,
trying to get him a jingle. I'm trying to.
I am now taking cases and have always taken cases over the bridge.
Okay.
St. Ignace, the Sioux, Newberry.
I thought you were going to say you were taking cases from disgruntled hair workers who stabbed their husbands with their scissors.
No.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
And Robert and I are associates of John Marco. We're not part of his law firm. We're attorney friends. But I receive phone calls, and I'm now taking calls and have been for auto accident, motorcycle accident, truck accident. If somebody you know is injured in a motor vehicle, call my office at 989-772-6000. I'm going to put you in direct contact with Attorney John Marco via his cell phone. You don't have to call anyone's office. You don't have to send an email. You're going to talk to John Marco directly and get some answers to your unfortunate injury questions.
989-772-6000, Todd Levitt.
And when I receive phone calls for individuals who have, you know, other issues, I send them to Rob Pizzielli.
Right.
I want to give, look, as attorneys, when somebody calls us for a recommendation for other attorneys, I mean, we know so many. Rob, how many attorneys do you know? Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. And there's a lot of great attorneys out there. But
absolutely,
if you're in mid-Michigan, I'm going to give the name of an attorney right now. So everybody get a pen or have somebody write this down.
You stole my pen.
If you have a family law issue, family law, custody, you're about to get divorced. And if you have a probate issue, wills and trust, or a corporate business issue, a land issue, John Devine is my hero. Attorney John Devine out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. He goes all over the state. 989-773-3333. Okay. John, as a lawyer, he's my lawyer. I consider myself to be one of the best at what I do.
Right. But if you needed a lawyer, you'd call him.
He is my lawyer.
That's right.
No, I mean, literally.
Yeah.
He's my attorney.
Yeah.
Rob, you know John.
I do know John.
If you want somebody that's going to, and we're not talking criminal defense here.
Right.
Call me.
Right.
This guy, John, this man, he will fight for you tooth and nail. You cannot go wrong. I refer so many cases to John. 989-773-3333. Love John. I had to get that out there.
I know.
That man is my hero.
I figured as much.
If I'm saying that, that means something.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
We got to get going, man. The show's almost over. That's crazy.
What are you talking about? We just got started.
I know, but if they want to get a hold of Rob, or if they need, obviously you can always call Todd's office to get a hold of Rob.
Rob's in Metro Detroit.
Right.
He's the king.
Yep, if you need to get a hold of Rob, maybe you're listening to Metro Detroit. How do they get a hold of you? How do they find you, Rob?
They can send me an email.
Okay. And what's your email address?
rpizzielli at pizziellilaw.com.
What is that?
Say it again.
rpizzielli at pizziellilaw.com.
Pizzielli is spelled. He said R as in Robert, his
right.
first name.
Yep.
Pizzielli, my cousin, my
yep.
family name.
Mm-hmm.
P-I-Z-I-A-L-I. Pizzielli.
Law.com.
Right.
So does that mean there's a...
rpizzielli at
pizziellilaw.com. Does that mean there's a pizziellilaw.com website they can go to and get more information about you, too?
No, unfortunately, there isn't.
Because Rob he's an independent contractor.
Oh, okay.
What I mean by that is, so I refer cases to him all the time. He's got lawyers all over the state referring him cases.
Gotcha.
So that's why he doesn't have a website.
I gotcha. Okay. Just want to make sure. Hey, Rob, thanks for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you guys.
I enjoy it every time we're on.
Hey, we have to go.
I know. Show's over.
Yeah, I want everybody to have a healthy, happy afternoon. Be sure to tune in to same dial, same time next week. Right here on the Todd Elevitt Law Show. Rob, thanks for being on the show. Craig, thanks for being my co-host.
Thank you.
Thanks for sponsoring the show.
Have a great day.
We got to go.
See you later.
I'm not just a litigator. What am I, Craig Russell?
You're an advocator.
Take us out.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, and Tim's Collision Plus.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.